I used to say, I never once have needed to know the Pythagorean theorem. It was a quick, relatable thing to say, something that demonstrated how we're forced to memorize things we're never going to use in our adult lives. Or so I thought, that's what I was saying. But there's a difference between memorizing the theorem for a test and actually using the concept in everyday activities. I was being interviewed on a podcast and my husband overheard me saying, I don't use the Pythagorean theorem as a fully functioning adult. All that time wasted in school focusing on things that aren't even useful. And he said to me later, I use the Pythagorean theorem all the time. Wait, what? How? Why? Well, he's an amateur photographer and he spends a lot of time photographing the stars and planets. And he told me that he had to use the theorem to calculate distances between these celestial objects, analyzing the angles, making observations. All of that was necessary to find what he wanted to photograph. Well, who knew? So I stored that away. Fast forward to this month, and social media is buzzing about a couple of reels out there. This woman is saying what I always said. I'm this number of years old and have yet to use the Pythagorean theorem. Oh, and I cringed for her. And then it dawned on me what the problem is. It's not that we don't use the Pythagorean theorem. We do. All the time. ChatGPT showed me over 75 actual uses in daily life where we are using the Pythagorean theorem. We're just not calling it that. We're writing it out formulaically. I had to look that up to see if it's a real word, and it is. I'll show you what I discovered for all this real life application over at the blog post. If only we had had the opportunity to play with math problems like building and measuring instead of solving problems on a sheet of paper. If we had had someone to talk to us about it more when we were in school, instead of memorizing a ton of random formulas for a test, we might all have less math anxiety and be much more aware of how mathy we really are. We certainly wouldn't wander around saying, I never used the Pythagorean theorem, because nothing could be farther from the truth. People are beginning to see that real life does offer opportunities to learn and practice all sorts of skills and concepts. And I think the curtain is being pulled back and everyone is also seeing that the school approach to learning, memorizing random factoids without any practical application, is wasting people's time. Nobody remembers it. With no body of knowledge or experience to hook the abstract information onto, it's forgotten. The someday you'll need this response has grown tedious, especially when we as adults, unaware of the practical application of these skills, don't see that we're actually using it. It's not uncommon to hear parents growing a little resentful of all those years being told, trust us, someday, and when we asked for examples, none were provided. Probably because our teachers had only memorized the answers too. A rare few actually saw how these concepts weave through life and then shared that with us. Or maybe they were so distracted that the standardized test score was so imminent, the memorization became the priority. No time for messing with quilt patterns or building stairs. So, this is my little public service announcement so you can know better and do better. Stay with me, I want to explain a little bit more. I'm Sue Patterson, and this is the Unschooling Mom to Mom podcast. Each week, I'm sharing a little unschooling pep talk, only about 10 minutes, something to help you grow your confidence and keep you going. It's so easy to get pushed back to what's familiar in educating and parenting our kids. I want to offer a little reassurance to counter that, to let you know that this unconventional approach really does work. Your kids will actually be better off because of it. If you've listened before, welcome back. And if you're new here, hello, nice to meet you. I'm Sue Patterson, an unschooling coach with nearly 30 years experience, ready to share it all with you. My own three kids are now 34, 32, and 29, all unschooled, and they have degrees, careers, businesses, own homes, all the things. But what's different about them is that they had this really awesome childhood, filled with adventures, learning about themselves, and how to find the resources they need to do whatever they've wanted to do. That's what we all want for our kids, right? It just takes a little courage to get off that educational conveyor belt and really individualize the learning and the life with them. I can help you do that. I have so many resources, free and paid, and you can find them all at the unschoolingmomtomom.com website. Enough about all that. Let's dive into this week's topic. Okay, we learn math to solve problems, real problems, not because we're trying to grow our neural connections, as some are saying on Instagram. Neural connections grow when we're engaged in activities that challenge us. And we stick with challenging activities when we're trying to solve something we're curious about or are trying to do something we couldn't do before. We don't learn for the sake of learning. We learn because we're curious. Parents who push learning for its own sake are really pushing their child to stop being curious and learn what the parent wants them to know. And then they wonder what happened to their child's inner motivation. They had had a hand in squashing that. Healthy human brains don't typically enjoy following someone else's directions all the time. So these ideas that are being poured onto the child don't usually stick with them. No wonder parents who homeschool in a more traditional way are so burnt out. They're using a playbook that doesn't really fit the learner. I get it. Deviating from the traditional approach can be scary. And we all have plenty of people in our lives who want to remind us to get back in line. But we know our kids deserve more. They deserve better. You may not know what that is, but you're pretty clear what it isn't. I know, unschooling can be an unpopular opinion, but I invite you to simply broaden the way you approach learning. Walk away from random memorization and regurgitating facts. Give creativity and curiosity a little room to grow. Engage in life with your kids. Connecting more with them will help you see what your next steps should be. You don't need a curriculum company to tell you. Over at the blog post, I collected 3 different videos. If you think, well, I don't really remember the Pythagorean theorem at all. If you just kind of want to refresh yourself, you can go over there and look at these. They're really quick. They're kid videos, and it'll give you a quick brush up on what the Pythagorean theorem means. And then you can hop below and see the 75 examples that I've collected for you to help you see where the Pythagorean theorem is happening. You know, the Pythagorean theorem states that in a right-angled triangle, the square of the length of the hypotenuse, that side that's really long, is equal to the sum when you add up the squares of the lengths of the other two sides. Turns out it has numerous applications in real life. And I'm not telling you this because I want you to make the kids memorize the Pythagorean theorem. I don't. That would be like school, randomly plucking something from the air and forcing kids to memorize without any practical life connection. And that's not a good plan at all. Schools typically don't even introduce things like the Pythagorean theorem until kids are around 13 or 14. But kids who enjoy mathy puzzles or are wondering, do we ever do any algebra? Show them these 3 videos. Let them know that sometimes when we have to solve problems that are missing components or we don't know all the pieces that we need to know, things like this are useful. We can figure out the measurement we're looking for. So when I went looking to see what uses exist for the Pythagorean theorem, I was floored. I turned to my robot friend at ChatGPT, and now I have 75 collected for you over at the blog post. I'll put the link in the show notes too, because you should see this. Even if you never do these things, you'll see the usefulness. And if you're not an unschooler and you are teaching these random things, now at least you'll have a better answer for why do we have to learn these things. You can tell them that using this theorem will help you in building, getting the stairs built correctly or the roof line, tiling floors, or painting geometric patterns. In sports and fitness, if you were calculating the basketball shooting angles or golf shots, soccer goalkeeper positions, or setting up a baseball diamond, they're using the Pythagorean theorem. I have examples at the website in gardening and cooking and sewing, even game development, GPS navigation, map making, photography, robotics, weather predictions, mechanical designs, understanding where to put an antenna, or even why some things look visually appealing. It's in all of those. I have specifics about each of these categories all laid out for you. I want you to have this little bit of knowledge so you're not like me or that woman on the internet who says, I never use the Pythagorean theorem, because you probably do. And one of the things I've learned with unschooling is that even subjects I didn't study, they still weave through our lives. We do have some familiarity with the principles simply because we're alive in the world. While we may never say, I use engineering or trigonometry or economics or physics, truth is we do, at least a little. And we can recognize when people we hire to build or map or make predictions, they're using the Pythagorean theorem even more at a deeper level. It's not such a mysterious thing. It's just figuring something out when we don't know all the parts. And if you'd like more examples of seeing where math weaves through our daily lives, I have a great course for you, Learning Math Without Curriculum. So many of us throw up our hands and think, I'm not a math person. But this course will help you get more comfortable, see where math is weaving through your daily life, and maybe more importantly, help you not pass on that anti-math attitude to your kids. It's not hard. You'll be glad you grabbed this. So much better than panicking and wasting money on a math curriculum that you and the kids will both regret. I'll link to that in the show notes too. So that's it from me this week. Be sure to leave a comment on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, do that too. I'm happy to help you gain a little more confidence as we all try to be the best parents we can be, helping our kids grow and thrive. So happy unschooling, and I'll talk to you again soon.